In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Right after the people of Israel were delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh by the crossing of the Red Sea, and where God allowed them to pass through the sea as on dry land and drown Pharaoh's whole army, and after they had sung the song of Moses and danced and played timbrels, they then faced a great difficulty, a great trial. And we read about that in Exodus chapter 15, beginning with verse 22. And this is a reading that's often associated with Feast of the Cross. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and when they went out into the wilderness of Shur, they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which, when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. God didn't allow his people to be complacent. They had sung the song of Moses, they had danced, they had been filled with joy over what God had done for them. They'd seen a great miracle and experienced a great triumph over their enemies. But so that they wouldn't grow complacent, but rather grow mature and grow firmer in their faith and their knowledge of God, God allowed them to face a trial. They went 3 days in the wilderness and they didn't have any water. You can go a lot longer without food than you can without water. Water is an essential thing that we all have to have, and you start getting thirsty very quickly, particularly when you're out in a desert. What the fathers tell us that the meaning of these bitter waters are is that water represents the word of God in many places in Scripture. But the fact that the water was bitter and undrinkable points to the decrees of the law of God that we find in the law of Moses, which point to our sins and they condemn them. So by itself, the law can't save us. The only thing the law can do by itself is to show us that we're lost. So they were thirsty, they had a need, and they came to this water and they weren't able to drink it. And just like that, the people of Israel weren't able to save themselves by just simply trying to obey the law, because there's no forgiveness in just simply trying to obey the law, because even if you obey the law from today going forward, you've already broken it. So something has to be done about the guilt that you already have. And it's interesting to note that it says that the Lord showed Moses a tree. He didn't just see that there was a tree there, but God showed him this tree. And this refers to the revelation of the tree of the cross, the tree of life, which tears up the handwriting that was against us, as St. Paul tells us, which was the sentence of death that hanged over each and every one of us because of our sins. For, as St. Paul says in Romans, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is the cross that turns the bitter water of the law into the gospel of salvation. Christ tasted the bitter gall of the punishment that was due for our sins, and we got to drink the sweet water of salvation. By the cross, instead of bitter judgment, we experience grace and mercy. And then the passage goes on to say, "There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters." The promise that God was making to them was that the plagues of Egypt would not be visited upon Israel if they obeyed God and did what was right. But many Protestants, particularly the health and wealth prosperity types, take this to mean that we're never going to get sick, that God's not going to allow us to get sick if we simply have enough faith to believe that it won't happen. And this belief actually is more closely related to Christian Science than it is to anything in the Bible, because when you read the Bible, you find that a lot of very godly people experience sickness. But it was a promise that the people of Israel would not be punished like the people of Egypt did. But spiritually, what this is telling us is that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and drink deeply from the waters of a law made sweet by the gospel of the cross, we'll be healed of the sins of Egypt, which come from living according to the world and the flesh. God brought them to a place of rest at the waters of Elim, and we're told that there were 12 wells of water and 70 palms. And the fathers say it's not an accident that there are 12 wells, which we have 12 apostles, and there are 70 palm trees, which there are 70 of the band of the apostles that Christ also called. This represents the spiritual rest and peace that comes from the preaching of the apostles. The 12 wells of water are the chief apostles, the 70 palm trees are the 70 apostles, as I said, who also were commissioned by Christ. And the number 70 corresponds to the 70 nations that you read about in the book of Genesis. This emphasizes the fact that their job was to go throughout all the world and to bring the gospel. By the cross, the law is made sweet, and that leads us to the gospel preaching of the apostles. As we heard in the pre-sanctified liturgy Friday evening, O Savior, who art the true sweetness, of old thou hast made sweet the bitter waters of Marah with the wood that was a figure of the divine cross. Crucified upon it, thou wast pleased to taste gall. Thy side was pierced, and from it flowed the water of forgiveness, refashioning our mortal nature. Therefore we glorify thine ineffable power, and we pray, in this season of the fast, fill our hearts with the fear of thee, O Lord. Pardon our offenses and grant us thy great mercy. Amen.